sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Wednesday? Yeah, I know I'm usually coming on Fridays, but felt like this week I can come in on Wednesday. I can recap both the journeyman games that took place with Team USA in a final showcase before the Olympics, and then gave you the schedule of the Olympics for both the men and the women, give you some 3x3 stuff, and be out because opening ceremonies is Friday night, and then we're off and racing. We do have the Olympics already starting right now, especially if you're a football slash soccer fan. Team USA is playing France right now. They are at the half, and I believe they are 0-0 at the half. Nobody has been able to score yet. So now if you're sitting here saying, hey, but Olympics have started early, but the opening ceremony of the Olympics is Friday night. So we do have soccer going on right now. I think we got some other sports going on right now, but basketball will not start to the weekend, so but I'll get you ready for that. Also, we're gonna recap what took place. But before I recap the Germany games in the final showcase, got news and notes. So let's go around the hardwood. And to begin around, I heard this happened today. I don't have it on the screen. So New York Knicks and coach Tom Thibodeau agreed to a 3-year extension. So Tom Thibodeau is now under contract all the way to 2027, 2028. Tom Thibodeau has done a great job with the New York Knicks this past season. Second seed in the East, fell short against who else? They fell short against the Indiana Pacers, but it's all good. Injuries, stuff like that killed the Knicks. But nevertheless, they got up to the second seed. They brought in Mikal Bridges in a big offseason trade. They kept OG Anunoby. They secured Jalen Brunson, so the Knicks are building something. So those of you who are with Stephen A., like Orange and Blue Skies, things are looking up for the New York Knicks right now. So Tom Thibodeau will be there until 2027, 2028. That's good news for any New York Knicks fan right here. And speaking of the team that beat them, which would be the Indiana Pacers, the Pacers and Andrew Nembhard agreed to a 3-year, $59 million extension. Nembhard played well alongside Tyrese Halliburton, even taking over when Tyus Harrison goes to the bench. Indiana Pacers coming off a Eastern Conference Finals appearance where they lost in 4 to the NBA champion Boston Celtics, so there's no shame in that, so to speak. But Nembhard, you keep your other point guard with you along with Tyrese Halliburton, so you got to be pleased if you're an Indiana Pacers fan that you're keeping your backcourt together. Now, you want to see what happens when Benedict Monroe comes back because he was out with an injury. And so I'm looking forward to him come back and how he fit with this squad as well. But there you go. So good news if you're a New York Knicks fan. Good news if you're an Indiana Pacers fan. All right. Now let's get to the stuff that I had planned. First order of business is that Warner Brothers Discovery, a.k.a. TNT, agrees to match Amazon Prime NBA offer for NBA rights. So, as you all know, a few weeks back, news broke that NBA has agreed to a media rights deal with, of course, Disney, ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime for packages to cover the NBA. TNT, they had 5 days from when they received it to match one of the offers by any other three. So they decide to match Amazon Prime. And it says here, Warner Brothers informed the league Monday that it will match the $1.8 billion per year offer by Amazon Prime Video. Turner has had the NBA package since 1984, and games have been on TNT since the Necro launch in 1988. So with that being said, the league, they have until, I want to say, early next week, if I remember correctly, to decide if they want to stick with TNT or do they want to move to Amazon Prime. Because streaming is becoming a thing. If you haven't noticed, people, you know, we have NFL playoff games on streaming. As you those who remember, we had the Kansas City Chiefs Miami Dolphins on Peacock. Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime. The WNBA, they showcase games on Amazon Prime, like the Commissioner's Cup that they had last month when the Minnesota Lynx beat the New York Liberty for the Commissioner's Cup. So it's going to be interesting to see what the NBA decides to do. I know a lot of people wants to keep TNT because if we're being honest, if we're talking about pre-game, post-game shows when it comes to the NBA, inside the NBA is where it's at. If we're being completely honest, inside the NBA is where it's at. And to not lose inside the NBA is a big motivation behind the people behind TNT. Okay? Because if you do choose the route NBA of Amazon Prime, what does that mean for inside the NBA? We're talking about Ernie Johnson, who is under contract with TNT. And he does not plan on leaving TNT. Shaq, Kenny the Jet Smith, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley already said this upcoming season is his last season. Would that still be the case if the NBA decides to stick with TNT? These are a lot of questions that are going around right now, and we want to see how this plays out. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but the NBA, they have time to look over it, make a choice between TNT and Amazon Prime. If I had to put my money on it, if I had to guess, I think it's a 50-50 split because, like I said, now that you got playoff games that's on Peacock, you have Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, WNBA has games on Amazon Prime. I think the NBA wants to stick its toes in the streaming as well. But at the same time, do you want to get rid of what most of your fans, about a good 95%, if not 100% of your fans, say that is the best pre- and post-game show for the NBA, which is Inside the NBA on TNT? It's a lot. These are the questions the NBA now still have to ask themselves. Are you willing to give up your best pre-game and post-game show that covers the NBA and Inside the NBA for Amazon Prime? Are you willing to do that? You're committed to Disney and ESPN because the NBA finals are on ABC and it's going to stay on ABC. You're committed to NBC. There's been a lot of talk of people wanting NBC, the NBA back on NBC. That's coming back. Now, what do you do? Do you want to go streaming or do you want to keep the best thing going? That's the question for right now. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, give you a little summer league action. Back on the 22nd on Monday, the Miami Heat beat the Memphis Grizzlies in overtime to capture the first ever summer league title. Congratulations to everybody on the Miami Heat. Congratulations on winning the summer league title. Now you young whippersnappers, you rookie second year players, now y'all can get ready for the upcoming season. Congratulations, Miami. All right, let's move along. We have, oh yeah, Reggie Jackson. Those of you who know, Reggie Jackson was traded from the Denver Nuggets to the Charlotte Hornets around the beginning of free agency. Charlotte has bought out his contract. Now he plans to sign with the Philadelphia 76ers as a free agent. So now Philadelphia is adding Paul George. They are keeping Kyle Lowry. They're adding Eric Gordon. And now you're adding Reggie Jackson to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, who got an extension, by the way. Well-deserved extension for Tyrese Maxey. So that's you're putting pieces together. Let's see how Nick Nurse does in year two with the Philadelphia 76ers with all the new pieces that he is getting. Kevin Durant missed the exhibition finale against Germany on Monday, but will stay on Team USA, Steve Kerr says, and Team USA says. So we'll see about Kevin Durant when it comes to the opening day, which is on Sunday, by the way. I'll let you know. I'll give you the schedule and all that towards the end of the show. But for right now, Kevin Durant, who has not played in none of the exhibition showcase games, will stay on Team USA, and they look forward to him playing the group games. WNBA. Those of you want to know how the All-Star weekend went? Well, WNBA All-Star game in Phoenix draws a record number of viewers, okay? The WNBA All-Star game drew record numbers on Saturday, crushing the old March set 21 years ago. We're talking 2003. And all 3.44 million people watched the game on ABC, topping the previous record of 1.44 million viewers in 2003. The game featured an array of current and future Hall of Famers, including Don Staley, Sheryl Swoopes, Cynthia Cooper, Lisa Leslie, and Sue Bird back in 2003. This past Saturday, however, the game where Enrique Gumarale went for 34 all in the second half, well, 3.44 million people got to watch. He also had Caitlin Clark injuries, part of Team WNBA, as Team WNBA beat Team USA. This is the second time that has happened during the Olympic year. And Enrique Gumarale did the same thing 3 years ago as well. So the WNBA continues to shatter records left and right. We can call it the Caitlin Clark effect. We can call it the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese effect. We can call it any whatever we want to call it. But 3.44 million people watched the WNBA All-Star game this past Saturday, and they watched Enrique Gumarale go ham in the second half of that game, taking the MVP for the second time in All-Star game appearances. Shout out to the W. Keep on doing what you're doing, W. Keep on doing what you're doing. All right. And then finally, speaking of Angel Reese, Angel Reese is the 10th member to join the Unrivaled 3-on-3 league. Those who don't remember, the Unrivaled league is a new league that's coming during the winter, talking December and January, led by Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty and Aficia Collier of the Minnesota Lynx. They put this together so that our women don't have to go overseas to make more money to play ball. Once the WNBA season, though, when I believe it's over in August, September, and right up in December, they can fly down to Miami, join the 3-on-3 league, play ball, make more money, and stay home where they can be at, down in South Beach, too, during wintertime. That's where you want to be. You want to be in South Beach for the winter, you know? And you get to play ball and make more money by playing something that you love. Hey, Angel Reese has become the first rookie to join. We'll see about Caitlin Clark. I haven't heard anything about Caitlin Clark, but Angel Reese is joining. This is a good thing. It's a good thing for a young woman. Go ahead and make the money that you need to make. Hopefully we can see Caitlin Clark join this league too. I'm looking forward to this 3-on-3 league on Rival down in Miami. I'm looking to see how this put these together and how they're going to work. But that's all I got for Around the Hardwood. Going to take a break when we come back. We're going to recap the final men's showcase game against the reigning World Cup champion, Germany.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know.
But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Streaming Lights Out. Now, before I get to this, let me take this down. Before I get to this, I want to let you know Streaming Lights Out is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. And those of you up in the Northeast area, this Streaming Lights Out is now available on Real Rise Radio. So, yes, we are on the radio waves. Also, 502 American Angel Radio as well up in Indiana. So, we are expanding our horizon. The Playmaking Squad is starting to make waves, all right? And I feel good about it. Now, I got your news and notes out of the way, right? That's all. It was the final showcase game for the men, and they had to play against the World Cup champion, Germany. Now, there was a lot of questions going into this game because how they looked against South Sudan when LeBron James had to bring them back from down 16 at one point in the second half, down 14 at halftime, and to win by 1 point, 1-on-1 to 100 over South Sudan. Hey, how is this going to look? They playing against the World Cup team now, a team that beat us on the World Cup this last summer. How we going to do now? Well, tightly contested game, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I can tell you. Really tightly contested. United States jumped there early on Germany. Led 29-19 after the first quarter, and LeBron James was on a heater. Like, two dunks in the span of, like, 2 minutes. That man was on one. USA went on a 21-assist run to end the quarter. That's how they got a 10-point lead. Second half, Germany fought back, outscoring the United States 22-19. United States take a 7-point lead to the half, 48-41. Yet again, the same thing that happened against South Sudan. Threes ain't falling for the United States. Could that be problematic when we get to group play that begins on Sunday? Keep that in mind. Third quarter comes out. The World Cup champions, they coming. They come out the gates. I was going to the United States 30-20 in the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, Germany leads 71-68. Here we go. U.S. team is down. We're going to the fourth quarter. How is this going to end? This is not good. And then the fourth quarter happened. And with the fourth quarter happened, Joel Embiid had him a good game. I'll give you his stats later, but Joel Embiid had a good game. Joel Embiid stepped up. You see the jump that he hit, but he had a key block in the fourth quarter. That sparked to a nasty dunk by Anthony Edwards right here. That dunk that you see on your screen right here, that was off of a Joel Embiid block. It went from a block and 2 points the other way to a USA dunk on the other end. That's a 4-point swing right there. And the United States starting to make their move. They're starting to make their way back. And then Yo Kane came to the rescue once again. As the United States outscored Germany 24-17 in the fourth quarter, taking a 92-88 win over the Germans, because LeBron James scored 11 of the United States' 24 points in the fourth quarter. LeBron James was on one, as you can see, 92-88 win. LeBron James, 20 points, 11 of them in the fourth quarter, as I just mentioned earlier. Joel Embiid, 15 points, 8 boards. And with that key block that I said earlier, that led to the Anthony Edwards dunk here. This dunk right here came off of a Joel Embiid blocked shot that sparked the run for the United States to win 92-88. Plus, LeBron James, game on the line, seen the winning seconds of it, up one. What LeBron does, he drills a three to go up four. And that point there, Germany had no answers. We get another bucket in, and then we take it. Germany hits a couple of free throws at the end. We take it by four. LeBron James, Joel Embiid showed up. Anthony Davis, still been the main consistent guy for Team USA. Steph Curry did not have a good game. He scored 13, but it wasn't an efficient 13 that we normally get from Steph Curry. It was a struggle. Team USA is struggling from three. Here are the statistics right here, as you can see. Team USA, they shot 50% from the field, 34 out of 68, but 35% from three-point range. And the way that basketball has grown across the world, across the globe, having somebody like Steph Curry, a Devin Booker, we haven't seen Kevin Durant at all yet. Those two names by themselves should land you to hit some threes, okay? Anthony Edwards, he can hit the three at a pretty nice weight, at a nice clip, okay? LeBron can hit some threes at a nice amount. He hit a three in the fourth quarter, an important three that pretty much sealed it for the United States in the fourth quarter. But we need our three-point shooters to hit their shots. This is the difference between Team USA being dominant, as most people expect Team USA to be, or possibly losing, because if the three is falling, who's going to stop United? If Steph Curry is being Chef Curry, okay? I'm saying if Stephen Curry is being Chef Curry on a basketball court, I don't see Team USA using that at all, because that's another element you got to deal with. You already got to deal with LeBron James. He's a locomotive coming down. Don't nobody want to deal with that. Anthony Davis, being the defensive wizard that he has been in these exhibition games, Bam Adebayo, them two with a 1-2 punch in the back court, in the front court, defending the rim. Oh, my God. And there's no three-second rules in FIBA play, international play. Oh, my gosh. Good luck. And then Joel Embiid, he's starting to feel his flow now. And he came up with a key defensive block, like I mentioned a couple of times against Germany. Man. Okay. That's another thing. If we knock down on defense and hit our shots, y'all not. Nobody's touching the United States. Okay. I mean, they was talking about that 2010 team. I forgot what I was looking at. I was looking at something. I can't remember what I was looking at, but they were talking about the 2000, that 2018, the Redeem team, that 2012 team that had Kobe on it. Kobe set the tone for that team. The guys wanted to go party. Kobe was in the weight room getting ready, preparing, because Kobe had a mission. I'm winning gold. I'm coming back to win gold and make sure everybody understands that the United States of America is the kingpin when it comes to the game of basketball. So in 2008, that's why when you look at the 2018, we don't talk about LeBron James. We don't talk about Carmelo Anthony. We don't talk about D-Wade. We talk about Kobe because Kobe led that team. Yeah, D-Wade led the team in scoring. He led the Olympics in scoring that year. LeBron James, man, LeBron James. Yeah, Carmelo Anthony putting the ball in the bucket. But it was Kobe Bryant that set the tone for the Redeem team. When Kobe Bryant put in that work, Team USA was like, hey, this is Kobe, bro. Kobe putting in work, hell, we putting in work. Those guys went into the weight room, they put in work. They was getting up 5 in the morning, putting in work, getting to the weight room, getting it done, getting shots in, working on defense. They wanted to clamp down and let it be known, if you want to be amongst the greatness in basketball as a country, you have to go through us first. Okay? And from 2008, gold medal. 2012, gold medal. 2016, gold medal. It's the 2020 Olympics, but it happened in 2021 in Tokyo. Gold medal. We going for a fifth straight gold medal. You have Steph Curry, who is a sniper. As somebody like to call him, the greatest shooter God has ever created. We need that Steph Curry starting Sunday. LeBron James, you have been the leader of this team. Continue to be the leader of this team. Show these guys how to get it done. Okay? Anthony Edwards. Love the attitude. Love the moxie from Anthony Edwards. But taking the wisdom. Taking the moment. Okay? Because in 4 years, you'll be leading the team on our home soil in L.A. Okay? So taking the moment. Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, y'all continue to be defensive problems for other teams. Y'all make sure when other countries come into that lane, like, you better think twice. Because either I'm going to block it or he going to block it. Because having both of them in the back, in the front court at the same time, protecting the rim, was one of the smartest things Coach Kerr has done. I love the fact that Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis are playing together and they both can defend the rim and they both can guard 1 through 5. They can switch. They can be run protectors. You have two shot blockers on court at the same time. I love it. Two defensive players of the years on the court at the same time. You can't be mad at that. All right? We need to get Steph Curry going. We need to get Devin Booker going. Jason Tatum, find your rhythm. Find your rhythm. Okay? Work your way into the offense. We can take gold. Out of the 5 games that I seen, we can take gold. I can see us taking gold. But the defensive lapses, the uncharacteristic turnovers, the non-ball movement, cut all that. And then when we get Kevin Durant back, since Kevin Durant stand on Team USA, I'm assuming he's going to play Sunday. I have the right to assume he's going to play. If you're going to stay on the team, you ain't play a single second in the exhibition series. I'm going to assume you're going to play Kevin Durant. That's another guy who can hit. They can get a bucket wherever. He can get it in the inside. He can get it in the mid-range. He can get it from the outside. That's another added development that's going to hurt teams because, damn, the idea with Kevin Durant making shots, then Steph Curry on the outside, and LeBron James, whenever he feel like being a locomotive and driving to the lane, he's going to get there because we can't stop it. So this is what we need. As you see the defense, Germany shot 35%, almost 36% from the field, almost 29% from three. But yet, we only won by 4 points. We put the clamps down on Germany, but we couldn't score ourselves. We got rebounded in 50 to 45, but 14 turnovers to 7 turnovers. We had twice as many turnovers as Germany. That's how teams can stay in the game. You can't hit threes, and you're turning the ball over at a double the rate that the other team is. If you cut down the turnovers and you hit your threes, we will blow everybody out. I promise you. Let's look at the statistics right in front of you. We turned the ball over twice as much as Germany, 14-7. We shot the ball barely better than them. We went 6-17. They went 13-45. We only won by 4. And we did because LeBron James and Joel Embiid carried us. LeBron James, 20 points, 11 in the fourth quarter. So he almost outscored Germany by himself. 11. Germany put up 17 in the fourth quarter. LeBron had 11. He almost outscored Germany by himself in the fourth quarter. Joel Embiid gave you 15-8 and a key block. So this is over. We in Paris now. We got to win the group games. We got to win the knockout rounds to win gold again for the men. There's nothing else to it. All right. The showcase is over. Is now or nothing from this point forward. The goal is to be there August 11, gold medal game. I'm giving you the date right there. Gold medal game for the men is August 11. Make sure you're ready. All right. So that would do it for the men. All right. But we got one more game to recap. And it's the ladies. So when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to recap what the ladies did and their only showcase game out in London. All right. We'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kiss from the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan... say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling. Live! Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in... Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Now that we got the men out the way, we're going to jump right into it. Let's talk about the women, okay? Because the women, yeah, they took it L Saturday to Team WNBA, but it's their colleagues, their peers, you know, that were playing against a very talented team. Arika Gamora did what she did in the second half, and that was all good. So the ladies had to deal with that Saturday. Then they had to fly out to London to play Germany Tuesday, which was yesterday. 3 p.m. on FS1. I was able to watch the whole entire game. And I can tell, yep, these girls are ready. I'm just going to tell you right now. These girls are ready. They're locked and loaded. They're ready to get them going. They jumped out on Germany 29-9 in the first quarter. Some of those was due to Germany missing some open shots. Germany had some good looks, okay? They had some good looks. They just weren't hitting them. And then they continued. Germany came out, played a tougher game in the second quarter, you know. Going into halftime down 12, 44-32 to the United States. At that moment in time, we're talking 32% shooting for the Germans, 40% shooting for the American women. American women had 14 assists, the Germans 8 assists, so it was looking good. Third quarter come about, another tightly contested quarter, 20-18 in favor of the U.S. team, and the U.S. took a 14-point lead going to the fourth quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, as you see, Brandon Stewart got it going early, Egypt. I mean, we all know who is the MVP of the WBA, right? Did we think that was going to change when she playing against international players? I mean, that's AJ Wilson. I get her because she was on one. Led the team. Points and rebounds. Okay, I'm just going to say that, all right? But the fourth quarter, this picture sums it up. The defense of Team USA was on display in the fourth quarter, suffocating the Germans like never before. But shout out to Germany, though, okay? I want to give them a shout out. This is the first time that the Lady Germans are involved in the Olympics. This is the first time that the Lady Germans are involved in international play like this. So shout out to y'all. Y'all wasn't scared at the moment. But when it came to the final quarter, the United States ladies locked it down. They held Germany to 7 points in the fourth quarter. I'm going to say it again. I want y'all to hear me. I want y'all to hear me all the way in the back, okay? All the way back, okay? In the United Center, okay? All the way up top in AT&T. I want y'all to hear me. The United States women held Germany to 7 points in the fourth quarter. Blew it open. Shut it down. Locked it down. Outscored them 20-7 in the fourth quarter. Thus, the ladies took home the W by the final score of 84-57. That's right. They almost beat them by 30. So the ladies already showed me we good. We ready to rock and roll, which is kind of odd because the ladies only got together this past weekend to get ready for the All-Star game because it was Team USA versus Team WNBA. But the men have played 5 showcase games in a span of what? 3 weeks, if I remember correctly. I want to say 3 weeks. 2 weeks. And you're telling me, July 10th. So we're talking 2 weeks. You guys had a whole 2-week start over the ladies. And we're watching y'all struggle. But the ladies, they come in, they say, all right, we finally get together to do some things. We teaming together. All right, we're going against our colleagues and peers, and they beat us. They whooped our ass. Arika Gamorali did it again to us. And then they fly out to London on a short, very short. That was Saturday. The game was yesterday. So they had to play Saturday night. They had to fly out. They probably flew out Sunday morning. Probably got there Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. And to prepare for another game in which they smacked the hell out of Germany. Especially in the fourth quarter, holding them to 7 points again. 7 points in the fourth quarter. The defense of Team USA was on lockdown. And Germany got some WNBA players. The Sabli sisters are on that team. Sautu Sabli and Enrique Sarlabli. They own that team. Or, matter of fact, they got two New York Libbies on that team because I can't think of her name right now. She was on that team. She was on the court yesterday for the New York Liberty. They got some WNBA players on there. But Team USA, they said, okay, we ready to rock and roll now. Because they locked their behinds down in the fourth quarter. Locked it down. Asia Wilson, 19 points, 14 boards. We know she's the runaway WNBA MVP, okay, most valuable player. The girl that won it last year, Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty. 15 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. Okay, Sabrina Ionescu hit a couple of threes. Jackie Young hit a couple of threes. Alicia Thomas, so what she can do in the open court if you let her get the ball in the open court. Diana Taurasi hit a couple of threes in limited time. Brittany Griner didn't play. I think that's across the region. Nafisha Kaya played some great minutes. I'm happy to see that the foot is good. The foot is healthy, and you can go. Nafisha Kaya played some great minutes. And she also was locking it down on the defensive end in the fourth quarter. Jewel Lord was on one. She was being the gold mama when she got the opportunity. I love it. Give me that midi. Hitting all the midi shots. It's not just going for the threes. They're going for the midis as well. I love it. The women are on one, and they had less time to prepare than the men. Less time. We can talk about all the counts they did, all that other stuff, but guess what? They were just competing against each other a week ago. Just a week ago, New York Liberty was smacking the Connecticut Suns around for the third time during the NBA season. Like, Alicia Thomas coming off a third loss to the New York Liberty, to Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu and company. Now they teaming together for Team USA in a short amount of time. And they are looking like a well-oiled machine. They understand the mission at hand. And they say, y'all not better than us. Y'all will not be better than us. So we going to show you why. If the men can sit here and find the pieces to put together like that, because remember, we putting a lot of stars on this team. You know what Team USA did? Yeah, we got stars on the team, but they know how to not have egos. Put it like that. Plain simple. Now we got to see how Jason Tatum fits with the team. How Devin Booker, can he find his role with the team? But does Kevin Durant fit in when he finally plays? But the ladies don't have that problem. We understand. All is well. We got Brianna Stewart. We got AJ Wilson. They can go get us a bucket, and we can start. Jewel Lloyd can come off the bench, get us a bucket. Jackie Young, she know how to spot up and shoot, and she know how to shoot off the dribble. These ladies know how to play together. And they did it in a short amount of time. They got smacked by Team WNBA, and they went off to Germany and said, all right, cool. We got beat. We got Germany in London. We're going to handle business right here. Get it together real quick, like, quick, fast, in a hurry. Now we ready for Paris. Can my man get it together like this, please? That way we don't have to sit here and worry if we going to go. We have people that think Team West ain't even going to medal. The men's side. So let me take this off, because I don't think y'all understand. There are literally people in the United States of America that are sitting here and saying they don't believe that the Team United States of Men Basketball is going to medal. Think about that. Ever since 1992, when they implemented the NBA players, United States has medaled every single time. It was either gold or the one bronze in 2004. Outside of that, it's been gold ever since. It was gold leading up 2004, bronze medal. Then after 2004, gold medal ever since. And they never silver since NBA players have been in existence in the Olympics. They never won silver. And they never have medal either. For people to believe that it is a possibility that Team USA cannot medal in these Olympics shows the level of concern in the United States of America when it comes to the men. Ladies, there's nothing. We ain't worried. Especially how they had this show against Germany. They ready to rock and roll. Yeah, they got a tough one out of the gate against Japan. I get it. But, lady, we're not really worried about the ladies. The ladies are going to figure it out. They're going to get it together. So what's the difference between the ladies can come together and make things happen, but the men can't? That's just a question I have to throw out there. Because everybody knows. If you look at the men's roster, who in the hell is supposed to beat that team? Not one person. Not no country is supposed to beat that team. LeBron James, Steph Curry. When you say them two names and you say it's on Team USA, you're like, ooh, boy. That's a tough one right there. Then you throw in Kevin Durant. Like, they got all three levels covered. The inside's covered. Because we know LeBron James is a locomotive. You ain't finna stop that locomotive. Steph Curry, when he wants to, he can get inside and make things happen. The mid-range game is there because Kevin Durant is a killer in the mid-range. Just a killer. Then you had his teammate, Devin Booker, who's also a killer in the mid-range. It's like, well, damn, they got that covered. The outside is covered. The inside's covered. Hell, even LeBron James don't even worry about getting inside. You got Anthony Davis, who's good in the inside. You got Joel Embiid, who's good in the inside. Okay? Excuse me. He's like, well, Jason Tatum. Ooh, that man just came off winning the championship. And then you got Jrue Holiday and Derrick White on that team. Damn, they got three players that just won the NBA championship. Ooh. On paper, that team should not be getting beat. On paper, that team shouldn't even be in a close contest, all right? Because y'all went against Serbia. Y'all smacked the hell out of Serbia. And Mikhail Jokic had a worst game I ever seen thus far. Then South Sudan came in, though. Ooh, okay. Huh, the men's are down 14 at halftime. This is not good. And then you were a 43.5-point favorite. 1 by 1 point, because guess what? King James showed up. And then you played against Germany. And I had a feeling. I just had a feeling. When Monday got around here and we had to play against Germany, I'm like, that's the defending World Cup champions, though. They might give us a test, too, because it is Germany. And they did. King James, yet again, came out and helped us win the game. So, I want to see if the men's can lock it in like the ladies, because the ladies came in yesterday and said, we're good, we're ready to go, we're ready to rock and roll. Alright? That's something I just want to say. So now, when we come back, we'll take our final commercial break, when we come back, let's get you the schedule, groups, all that for Team USA as we have reached the point and it's time for the Olympics. We'll be back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19... Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history, the slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers, right side, right side. Commanders. Where my soldiers, left side, left side. Commanders.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA,
the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official lenses, everything.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Swing the Light Side. As we get ready to get out of here, let's get you ready for the Olympics. All right, now remember, opening night, this Friday, opening ceremony. And you see here, we got both our teams ready to lock and load it. All right, here's what we got. Both groups are in C. The men's in Group C, the women are in Group C. The men will have Serbia, South Sudan, and Puerto Rico. All right, Serbia will be at 11:15 on the 28th. On this coming Sunday, Serbia, 11:15 on the 28th. Wednesday, July 31st, the end of the month, South Sudan. That was the one-point game we had just Saturday. So we'll see that. And then August 3rd, next Saturday, Puerto Rico, I believe that is at 11:15 a.m. The women, they are in Group C, all right? And speaking of which, I can just do this because all the games for the men will be on NBC. So remember the time, let's go to NBC and you would know it. So the 28th, the 31st of this month, and then August 3rd are the three games. August 6th on Tuesday, the quarterfinals. August 8th will be the semifinals and the medal round. The medal games will be on August 10th for the men. That's on a Saturday. For the ladies, they are also in Group C, and then they'll be playing next Monday, July 29th against Japan. That's at 3 p.m. And then the beginning of August 1st against Belgium at 3 p.m. And then they'll finish it off next Sunday against Germany, who they just beat yesterday, at 11:15 a.m. That all those games will be on ABC as well. So you should be able to watch both the men and the women, okay? And then for the ladies, the quarterfinals begin on August 7th, semifinals August 9th, and their medal games will be on Sunday, August 11th. Which would be, I believe that would be the last day of the Olympics. I think the last day of the Olympics would be August 11th. So basketball would be part of the closing sports of this Olympics down in Paris. All six games for the men and the women would be on NBC. So you don't have to worry about, do you need to look at it? If you have streaming, Peacock as well, okay? I do believe on Peacock. I think every event will be on Peacock. So what if you're watching on NBC USA, if you missed it somehow and you don't have anything to record it with, if you got Peacock, you're pretty sure you can go back and watch all the events on Peacock, which is nice to have. I have Peacock and I catch it whenever I do. I usually watch Sunday Night Football on Peacock. So I will be doing the same thing with the Olympics. I'll be watching these games on Peacock. But if you have NBC, use it because, you know, either they're playing it at 11:15 or they're playing at 3. So it's one of the two. All right. So that should get you ready. All right. And then we do have 3x3 basketball. I'm going to do my best to keep up with the 3x3 performances of both the men and the ladies. Okay. This is the inaugural 3x3 tournament for the men. The women had it last year, and they took home the gold medal. That was Kelsey Plummer on that team. I do believe Jackie Young was on that team, too, as well. I don't remember the other two people, but they took home gold medal in the inaugural for the women's. Now they added the men for this year. So now the men get started. All right. And their schedule is a little hectic, but yes, you can. But I got to you right here. So let me go back real quick. They begin on the 30th of July, and they'll be playing every day until they're done. So the men, I'm going to give you the men's schedule first. The men will play Serbia on the 30th. That's at 4:35 p.m. July 31st, it'll be Poland, same time, 4:35 p.m. August 1st, it'll be Lithuania at 1:05 p.m. And then they'll be playing Lithuania at 5:05 p.m. So they playing two games on the first. They also playing two games on the second. They got France at 12:35, and they got China at 4:35. Then on August 4th, they'll finish off group play against the Netherlands at 1:05. There'll be a play-in stage. I believe the play-in stage will be the two teams. I think there'll be two teams battling out to get the final slot of it. I think, if I remember correctly, it's eight teams. Only six can advance. Six can advance and stuff like that. For the women, they got Germany. They have Australia, they have Spain, they have France, they have Canada, they have China. So pretty much every day. They playing almost every day. Once it begins on July 30th, they playing every day. The 3x3 is differently. If I can put it to you in simple terms, 3x3 is basically 21 with teams, okay? That's basically what it is. You playing to 21 with a 10-minute clock, and it's a 3-on-3 battle. So the goal is to get to be the first to 21, or if the 10-minute runs up, have to have more points than your opponent. That's basically what the 3x3 is. Pretty simple, self-explanatory. All right, that's all you got to do. Is that quite simple? So looking forward to that, and now I can go here. No show Friday, okay? No show Friday. That is opening night. That's an opening ceremony of the Olympics. So instead of doing the show, taking that day off, because I normally do it on Friday, so I'm doing it today. I wanted to recap the both Germany games, and I want to get you the schedule for the Olympics and get you reset and ready for the weekend. All right. So no show Friday. We'll be back Tuesday. Tuesday around 2:00 p.m. Okay. That means the men play Sunday. The women play Monday. I'll be back with Megan Price, the Queen of Hoop, and Cole Johnson Tuesday around 2 p.m. to recap the opening stages of the Olympics, all right? So we'll be recapping the Serbia game for the men, and we'll be recapping the Japan game for the ladies on Tuesday, because that's a day off between the two, and then the men will pick it back up on Wednesday, if I remember correctly, when they play South Sudan, and the ladies will play the day after when they play Belgium. How the group stage is, men play first, women play the day after, day off, men play, women play, day off for the group stage. And then this is back and forth when we hit the knockout stage. All right. So Tuesday, 2 p.m., shooting lights out, the 2024 Paris Olympics USA basketball team recapping what took place against Serbia and what took place against Japan. All right. We are here. We have made it to the Olympics. Like I said again, opening ceremonies Friday night. There will be no show Friday. So I'll be back Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be seeing y'all Tuesday. Team USA, let's go get gold. For the men, we want a fifth straight gold. For the ladies, we want that eighth straight gold. Okay? Ever since the women been involved, it's been nothing but gold medals. The men, we want to get five straight, all right? Deuces.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, got to get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow, girl, that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.